I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred, and you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. This is a different kind of show. We talk economic kind of sports, political kind of sports. Join us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. Sports Byline, we're heard on Sports Map. American Forces Radio's Guys and Gals, You Stay Healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, will join us. Art Source from Galaxy Sports will join us. And Irvin Mushnick, who's written a very interesting book, Without Helmets or Shoulder Pads, The American Way of Death and Football Conditioning. Now, we hear all the time about pro football, but this more high school, JC, and college. He's an investigative reporter. We'll talk to him in a few minutes on Sports Overnight America. So much is happening in sports, but sometimes you say to yourself, I didn't really hear that, did I? Mark Stoops, the coach at Kentucky, on a radio show after the bad loss to Georgia, indicated to his listeners, well, if the Kentucky fans paid more for the players than the Georgia fans, we'd have played them better. I'm going to repeat, that isn't verbatim, but that's basically what he said. Again, why the heck did the NCAA go to the NIL? To me, it's inconceivable they would have gone in that direction. You pay the kids room and board and a little bit more. You pay all 485 kids in the football squad and all 13 or 14 in the basketball squad. But you don't do that. You spend some of the money on the kids. You make a lot of money, NCAA. That's why Mark Emmert's no longer there, I think. But the bottom line is the NIL, the transfer portal, give me a break. It's hard to believe. All right, we got four clubs left in Major League Baseball, and the two favorites in the eyes of most people would be the Dodgers and the Braves. To me, a Dodger fan, I enjoy watching the Braves more than any other club, but we'll talk about that all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome to Sports Overnight America, folks. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, along with Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper and art source. And later we'll be talking to Irvin Mushnick. Without Helmets or Shoulder Pads, The American Way of Death in Football Conditioning. Quite a book indeed if you're watching on video. It's just a very interesting book. But what I want to open with is the fact that Mark Stoops, coach at Kentucky, gets beaten by Georgia. He goes on the radio and he says, now this isn't word for word, but this is basically what he said. Well, if the people Kentucky would spend for their players, like the kids at Georgia, fans at Georgia pay for their kids, we would do better. Mark Mancini, you have any comments about that?
Wow. Bitterness goes a long way.
Sounds like a little jealousy there, too.
Yeah, jealousy is human nature, too. But, man, oh, man, why are you taking shots like that? You're not really a football school. You're more of a basketball school. So why are you taking shots?
This is after beating Florida the week before. Yeah. You know, I mean, and Florida seems to have pretty good alumni, too. You know, Fred, it's like we've talked about. I think these coaches can really feel, you know, for big programs like Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas, USC, you know, Notre Dame, even although Notre Dame has some higher entrance exams to deal with. But I think what you're getting into here is these well-heeled alumnus, like we've talked about Texas A&M in the past, you know, they start putting these packages together for the university so that they can get these kids enough money. And how is that fair on the field? If one group, you know, has raised $200 million and another group, you know, at another university can only raise maybe $25 million and you're dealing in a sport. But then again, you know, it's like, it's almost like politics in raising money as a politician. Well, you know, how do you monitor that is my question.
Well, not only that, it's almost the same question when they used to bitch and moan about Tiger Woods winning all these golf tournaments. You know, it's not fair. We'll get up at 2-3 in the morning and practice, and then you can get on his level.
Well, here's the thing, though, Mark. Nobody, you know, Jack Nicklaus didn't get $40 million to come out of college and play golf. Neither did Arnold Palmer. So it's a lot easier to play golf with $40 million in your bank account than it is when you're scrambling. And I know that for a fact. Okay, hungry dogs hunt best, but not always.
Yeah.
Folks, this is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com. sportsfred@aol.com. The NCAA 3 years ago didn't want to expend any more money on the players. So they figured a way where the players could make their own money, and that's called NIL. And to me, it's destroyed the game. It's just not the same anymore. Art, do you know the name Chase Griffin?
I've heard the name Chase Griffin, yes.
Yeah.
Mark, have you heard the name Chase Griffin?
I've heard of the game Chase Griffin, too.
All right, so Chase Griffin, there was an article in the Daily News this week, LA Daily News this week. Yeah. Chase Griffin is the fifth-string quarterback at UCLA.
Yeah.
Good one,
he's
too.
He's made hundreds of thousands of dollars on NIL.
He's never played him down.
Wait a minute. The good news is he's got 2 degrees. He's going for his third. I'm not sure he ever played for UCLA. He was an all-Texas high school player quarterback. Yeah. He's fifth string at UCLA, and he's able to get hundreds of thousands of dollars from NIL. Can you imagine what Dante Moore may end up if he stays at UCLA 2 or 3 years? Art, give me an estimation of what we're talking about here.
Well, let's just look across town. Caleb Williams has already told the NFL he only wants to play for 5 big market teams because he's making so much money that he would probably have to take a pay cut to leave USC to go play in the National Football League. He's making 10 times more than Brock Purdy's making.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy's a pretty darn good quarterback of probably the best team in professional football. So it's all turned around. And, I mean, you're going to see guys staying in college because they're going to make so much money. And they want to be able to pick where they want to go. So we're coming to a crossroads, Mark.
Fred, not only that, when the USFL first came, you know, Trump put them on the map with the New Jersey Generals.
Bill Oldenburg,
all those
remember
guys.
Him?
Herschel Walker and Buck Ballou and all those guys.
How much money does Oldenburg still owe Steve Young?
Yeah. They used to play at Pierce College.
What we have here is a mess. Is it anything but a mess?
Kind of looks like the rest of the world too, Fred, huh?
Yeah, it's okay. Let's talk about that for a moment.
So sad.
Thursday night there was a baseball game, there was a football game, and the war was going on in the Middle East. So Fred probably spent 60% on the war, 20% on the football, and 20% on the baseball.
Me too.
Art, what percentage did you watch of the sports versus the what's going on in the Middle East?
Well, you know, this is just amazing to me that now we have a full-fledged war in Ukraine. Now we have a full-fledged war in the Gaza, in Israel, and we're starting to see people take sides here. Like they're having some crazy thing this weekend, you know, where everybody's got to stand up and talk what they want to talk about. Bottom line is, you know, when you start cutting the heads off little babies and things like that, this is not war. This is sickness.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, no matter what side you're on, you have to have some sort of understanding of the argument. And I mean, our own politicians, you know, on both sides, I'm not getting on anybody on any side. It's amazing the comments that I've heard coming out of people who I thought had a little better grasp on reality. I mean, these are people, this is a country that, you know, has done its best to try to, you know, to get along with everybody. And they're in the middle of a cauldron that's really unsafe. And
World War
III.
How much of it are you watching on TV, Art?
I watch a lot of it to the point where I almost got a little upset the other day and I had to go for a walk and just clear my head because it was starting to get me really, really kind of sick a little bit.
Mark, what about you?
Well, the first thing I thought to myself was a war on Jews and war on Christianity. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to my mind it's sad that, you know, and you don't want to really go against Israel here. The Hamas, from the standpoint, they got the best aerial attack in the world. I mean, you got to think twice before you let loose on those guys.
Well, you know that Iron Dome protection system they have in Israel? That was put together by an ex-USC linebacker by the name of Ricky Ellison.
Yeah.
He's a part of that missile defense system.
Yeah.
And he had an interesting comment that I saw, you know, and the bottom line is this, you guys, nobody wants to talk about where the money's coming from. But if you allow the Iranians to go out there and spend or get $60 billion from the Chinese. And they've pretty much proven what they're all about. I'm not talking about all Iranians. I'm talking about the Republican Guard that runs the country, the Ayatollah. You know, those people want to, they want to kill everybody. All right. And you have to keep them quelled. And, you know, they're already talking about heavy water, the things they're doing, you know, which we know about. Yet, you know, for some reason, our current administration doesn't want to say the word Iran being behind all this. I don't know why. I haven't been able to figure that out. But, you know, you have to call it, if a duck walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. That's what I'm trying to say.
Sports Overnight America, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. It's almost tough to talk about Thursday night's game because the war.
How about the spread, Fred? Can you imagine the spread was 10 or 11, depending on where you were, and boom, it lands right on 11.
And Russell Wilson threw for 97 total yards. Any comments? Any art? Any comments?
Two interceptions, 13 for 22. And I got to give Kansas City defense. They're playing great defense right now. But still, it seems like Sean Payton wants to throw this guy under the bus every time he gets a chance to. I would not be surprised if you won't see a lot of Russell Wilson after next week. I think they're going to probably go with Brett Rippon. I don't know. I wonder deep down inside if Sean Payton really feels like he made the right decision taking the Denver Bronco job.
Mark, I don't know if you watched much of the game, but again, 97 yards through the air. Their defense played well, the Broncos. Defense actually did play well, and as Art just indicated, they almost covered in the last field goal, of course, best of them. But the point is, Russell Wilson, one of my favorite quarterbacks, he's lost it.
Both of us.
But also his wide receivers are dropping passes, and again the rush against him. He had like three or four passes blocked, where maybe he would have completed a long pass. So
Jerry,
it's not
Judy,
all on him.
You know, they're. I guess Jerry Jeudy got into it with the announcer for the NFL Network there, Stephen Smith Sr. Right before the game, I guess they called each other out. I mean, what is this? I mean, come on. What's your job as an NFL wide receiver? Catch the football.
All right, we're going to come back.
You can say that to the Ravens, too.
Barron Sports Trivia. Then we'll talk to Urban Mushnick without helmets or shoulder pads, all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Later, Urban Mushnick without helmets or shoulder pads. Right now, Mark Mancini and Art Source will try to answer these questions on Barron's Sports Trivia segment of this show. And Art, every time we do this show, you take legal medicinal medicine to answer these questions correctly. What are you taking this evening?
I've got the Awaken because, you know, it's just all these games that start so late back here in the East. It's tough for me to stay up this late at night. So I take this, and I've got a couple other nootropics that I like. And, you know, when we talk to Irv, we're going to understand a little bit why I take them, because I did play a little linebacker in high school and, you know, played some I called it bag boy defense at USC against the first team. And, you know, I've seen some things where I go somewhere and I say, what did I come here for?
No, again, you know, from a personal level, I never dropped a pass. Dropped a pass. The one thing I had going for me, I wasn't fast, I was quick. I never dropped a pass, but I'm playing Pop Warner, and then a little bit more in junior high school. I don't want to go over the middle. So at least I knew enough. I didn't know about CTE or anything. I just knew I didn't want to get hit in the head. So I went to basketball, and then I got scoliosis. That ended that. My arm went in baseball. But so we talk sports right here. And question number one on Barron Sports Trivia for the one, the only Mark Mancini. In the late 50s and 60s and early 60s, Syracuse University had three consecutive All-American running backs. First, Jimmy Brown. Second, my favorite player of all time, Ernie Davis, when I was a little kid. And who was the third consecutive All-American tailback running back for the Orange of Syracuse way, way back?
Oh, man.
And he also was a fine running back in the NFL.
He's not big, and he wore an orange uniform.
Jim Brown?
That's a good guess. It's a color. It's not a color, but Art, I believe 100% you have this one right. Who might this be?
Well, Floyd Little, number 44. What a running back he was.
So Floyd
he really
Little.
Was underrated. You look at his numbers in the old AFL, and Ray Malavasi was good friends with my father, and Ray always talked really highly of Floyd Little, and he said the guy who just was a great running back. You know, in those days, I don't think you saw Denver because they were such a poor team. But as he got later on in his career, they had some better teams in Denver, and he became really incredible. But that was quite a trio you're talking about there, Fred.
Hey, since you probably were in Southern California at that time. Why don't you mentioned Ray Malavasi? Why don't you talk here and tell the folks about that one morning Ray Malavasi was on with RJ on KMPC.
They used to do an early morning show from training camp at Cal State Fullerton. And, you know, we all got up pretty early. He was, I guess it was a 6:45 show. And Ray got up and he's on the show and they're asking him questions. And all of a sudden you hear snoring. Ray had fallen asleep while he was taping the show. You know, it was a live show, actually. Robert W. Morgan, right? And Ray, are you there?
He was Robert W. Morgan to me, folks. I don't know if you ever heard him. Certainly in Southern California, he was the best I've ever heard. Great I worked time. With him for a couple of years at KMPC, and no, he was definitely the best. All right, back to Barron Sports Trivia. We just mentioned Jimmy Brown, his football card. Actually, they didn't have a 57 rookie card for Jim Brown. It was a 58 rookie card, and it's worth, if it's in top condition, a 10. It's worth between $300,000 and $400,000. In the same time period, let's say 58, whose card would be the most valuable art source?
Let's see, 1958. Is that? I'm thinking Paul Hornung.
We're talking baseball. In football, it was Jim Brown. But in baseball, okay, in that era, 58, who would that be?
I would have to say Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle, 100%. Both of you got that one right. All right. Mark, you ready?
Yeah.
But by the way, the Mickey Mantle 1952 sold for $12 million. The 58's not, the 58's not selling for $12
million. But do you know the guy that won the $1.7 billion last night?
Oh, yeah. Right across the street, yeah.
Right across the street, Fraser Park.
Mark, the only player in baseball to win the MVP in both leagues might have been.
Frank Robinson.
Amen.
Frank Rob, for what teams, if that's the case?
The Reds and the Orioles.
Is Mark right? Art source?
I'm going with him 100% on this one, Fred.
Frank Robinson, the only guy to win the MVP in both leagues. By the way, since we're talking about record, I think this is good. Both of you can answer this one. Who won the last Silver Slugger as a pitcher in the National League?
Greg Maddux?
No. Could have been. He won certainly fielding award, but I'm talking hitting.
Golf with Greg Maddux. He's not that good with the
Madison Bumgarner was a fine fielder,
but I mean
Madison Bumgarner.
No, okay, yeah, so remember now, the National League no longer has the DH, so it was just a couple of years ago. Who was the last National League pitcher to win the Silver Slugger Award? He pitched this week.
The DH goes back to 1970, right? So, we're talking National League.
2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago. I'm going to have to go with Madison Bumgarner. The guy could rake.
Yeah.
Max Fried was the answer. Okay.
Wow.
Well, there you go. From Valencia High School.
As the Braves go down. All right, this is yours on Barron Sports Trivia. My favorite player, Duke Snider, was honored in the Hall of Fame in 1980. What other outfielder was honored that same year? Remember, I woke up early, 8 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time, wouldn't miss it in a million years. This outfielder also made the Hall of Fame in 1980. Outfielder.
Boy, I know they put Roberto in before then. Henry Aaron. I think he was still playing. I'm going to go with Willie Mays.
Willie Mays. Okay, not a bad guess, except I think he'd have retired earlier and made it like the first in first ballot. So
they got to wait 6 years. So I'm trying to say that, the 74, that's why I was saying 80, but that's okay.
All right. Mark, who might have been the other outfielder besides my Duke to make the Hall of Fame in 1980?
Al Kaline?
Why would you say Al Kaline in a million years?
Just throwing that one out there.
I love Al Kaline. That's a great call.
Okay,
so
you guys have been lying to me, right? You've been giving him the medicine, Mark, Art, right? Because otherwise he could never have gotten one.
Nice one, Lacey. We're not sharing it with you, though, Fred.
He could never have gotten that one right. Yeah,
he got Al Kaline, baby.
I call that one out of left field.
Look at, there's Al Kaline's name. It says alkaline water.
But let me ask you guys a question. Duke Snider ended his career in 1964. He had 407 lifetime home runs.
16 years to get to the Hall of Fame.
When 407 was a lot of home runs. Yeah. Art, why did he have to wait 16 years to make the Hall of Fame?
That's crazy.
I'm thinking a couple of reasons, because there was a lot of great National League outfielders that kind of came after him. Those three guys that played in New York at that time, when you talk about Duke Snider, you talk about Willie Mays, you talk about Mickey Mantle, you know, there was an argument in New York as to who was the best, and they were all great. So, I mean, I would have to say that was a big mistake, because I'm telling you what, I met Duke. I used to help him, harvest his avocados down in Southern California, San Diego County.
Fallbrook.
Yes, yeah. He was a great guy. And, you know, that kind of did bother him for a lot of years. But eventually they got it right, because the guy was one of the greatest outfielders ever. There's no doubt about that. But I don't understand that. I'm just glad it happened before he, passed away, because this putting guys in the Hall of Fame when they're not alive really gets me. Yeah. I mean, it bothers me to no end.
Duke passed away February 2011. I'll never forget the day. I interviewed him in 1986 on FNN Score, which is the national sports show, which followed the stock market on syndication and across America. Yeah. And I never forget this. The Giants had run out of pinch hitters. Koufax was pitching for the Dodgers. And there was no possible way that they'd ever use a left-handed hitter against Koufax if they had a right-handed hitter. But they didn't have any right-handed hitters left. So Duke went up against him. So I remember the story as Sandy struck him out on three pitches. He's on the air, and I know he's right. He said, "I walked on four pitches. Sandy was laughing so hard." We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Irvin Mushnick. Interesting book indeed. Without Helmets or Shoulder Pads, The American Way of Death in Football Conditioning. Not necessarily talking about pro football, but more JC and collegiate and high school football, and why all these kids are getting hurt and why all these kids are passing away. And back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes. You heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 cents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just a dollar. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents,
no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Our guest, Irvin Mushnick, has written a very interesting book, Without Helmets or Shoulder Pads, The American Way of Death in Football Conditioning. Irvin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Fred.
Published by ECW. Pick it up major bookstores everywhere. And you know, we talk a lot about pro football. Remember the Hamlin thing, of course, from last year, and the other players with CTE throughout the years. They die much earlier. But this book is more oriented toward JC and high school and collegiate sports. And Irvin, you've done investigative reporting in wrestling and things like we never hear the stories about the injured wrestlers and whatever. But the first interesting one to me would be the one you talked about, University of California at Berkeley. Because you think of Cal, you think of kids in my age bracket being very upset with the Vietnam War and things like this, and the education value up at Berkeley. But the way they hid the death of the young player is almost beyond belief. Irvin, take it away.
Yeah, Fred, I think the main thing to say about that is it doesn't matter whether it's the most prestigious public university in the world. When you get in bed with football world, your hands get dirty. And in 2014, a young son of Nigerian immigrants from Southern California named Ted Agu died in a brutal, bizarre, custom-made conditioning drill at 6 a.m. in midwinter during off-season conditioning. And everyone at Cal knew full well that he had died not of a heart attack, but of a condition called exertional attack associated with a sickle cell trait, which is a trait that one out of 12 African-American men have. It's downplayed, including by the African-American community, because they don't want to curtail opportunities in football, one of the few realms of American life where there's actually equal opportunity. And they put out the story that he had died of a generic heart condition, that is, California did. And in fact, the team physician, Dr. Casey Batten, called the medical examiner and didn't say anything about the fact, which was well known because he had been screened for it, that Ted Agu was a sickle cell trait carrier, and that everything about what had happened to him indicated that it was exertional sickling, not hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And that's how the coroner's finding came out. And it wasn't until 2 years later that the family, in a $4.75 million wrongful death settlement with the California Board of Regents, found out through discovery and deposition testimony that it was actually a sickle cell trait attack. And the coroner revised the finding, but too late. The lie got halfway around the world before the truth put its boots on, and Cal's image wasn't tarnished, which was their goal. Everyone at the University of California was involved in it, fell upward in the football system. The head coach was Sonny Dykes, now at TCU, the toast of college football, took his team to the national championship game. Dr. Casey Batten, the team physician, whose Hippocratic Oath, I guess, was first do no harm to football, is now the team physician for the Los Angeles Rams, and on and on.
Art Source played, of course, for USC before he played for the Rams. Art, talk about maybe the summer conditioning and how rough it might have been. Now, again, you were just a kicker, but in high school you weren't. In high school you were more than that. So talk to Irvin about what you went through, how difficult it was.
Well, you know, the Boosters back in the 70s, they got together and they built us a really cute little weight room in Newport Harbor High School. And it was fantastic. We had every possible thing we had. It wasn't very big, but, I mean, it was great. But we would get up in the morning, and we would run, and then we'd go to the weight room, and then we'd all go down to the beach and body surf and have a great time in the afternoon. Come back, you know, and this is summertime, you know. I also played summer league baseball as well. So I didn't do it every day, but about 3 days a week, we'd come back to have passing league in the afternoons. And they always made us wear these little rubber helmets. I don't know if you've ever seen the little rubber helmets. They remind me of like what the rugby guys play with. And, you know, we were running around pretty physical. And a lot of guys, you know, I noticed that I've played with, and even at USC, you know, we played it with suspension helmets in those days, which were just a band inside of a shell. And you would hit somebody in the head, because that's how they taught football in those days, to drive up through the guy, and you would actually see the neurons burning, the little stars in your head. And, you know, after you've done that probably 30 or 40 times, you start realizing those are brain cells dying. And, you know, to me, what the NFL went through with the Dr. Omalu, who came up with CTE originally, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Irving, is why is there such a clandestine, you know, why can't people face the facts that it is a very dangerous sport? And we have technology now for motorcycle helmets more than anything else, where we can actually protect these players at a much better level. I know it's expensive, but if the NFL is making billions and billions of dollars, Irv, shouldn't they kind of help the high schools and the junior colleges and the lower end sports and even Pop Warner?
Well, Art and Fred, I come at it from a little different perspective. I wrote a book called Concussion, Inc., The End of Football as We Know It, which delved into traumatic brain injury, concussions, CTE, and on and on. What my hope with this new book is to take the conversation in a different direction, because I think the concussion discussion has been a dud. Football is just too popular. Its hold on American life, its hold on a certain precinct of American masculinity is just too strong. It's not going to go away. I ask a somewhat different question, and that is to talk about public health harm from football in the round. And what my book documents is something that really people don't discuss, which is that every year in our country, one or two or more kids, many of whom are teenagers or even below the age of legal consent, drop dead before making a single block or tackle in anger, just from these over-the-top summer conditioning drills. And it leads me to the question, which gets us deep into the weeds of culture wars, and I don't relish going there, because I've been a conventional sports writer. I know the popularity of football. I know it's not going to get banned, and nor should it, since so many people enjoy watching and playing it. But the question is, why is our $15 billion a year football industry subsidized with a free developmental system in our K-12 schools, in our community colleges, and in our state universities? Let's let the parents who want their kids to go into this existentially dangerous extracurricular activity do so, but do it on private fields and not in private schools, which are subsidizing football through the healthcare system, through the insurance system, and in numerous other ways. That's where I'm going with my new book.
Wow. Our guest, Irvin Mushnick, without helmets or shoulder pads. Irvin and Marco will take over in a moment, but a few months ago on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, they did a report on something exactly like you're talking about. Many of the high schools and JCs, and I don't know where else, they don't have the equipment to keep people alive. You got to have that equipment within a couple of minutes, or if the Hamlin thing occurs, the youngster's going to die. Talk about that. why they don't spend a few bucks to make sure that the kids can at least have a chance of survival.
Well, at a certain point, the safety mantra becomes impossible. It's like the cigarette industry's insistence that in the 1950s and 60s, around the time of the Surgeon General's report, that we could have filtered cigarettes or something that would that would reduce mortality and morbidity. You can't pencil out societal priorities in a way that puts a medevac helicopter at every game and every practice and every level of football. So I think we need to start looking at this through the other end of the lens. Football cannot be made safer at a certain point. And you mentioned DeMar Hamlin. I think that was a tremendous missed opportunity to talk about football harm in all its guises. There actually have been a couple of dozen deaths from commotio cordis, which is what happened to DeMar Hamlin in that January game on primetime television. There was a most recent death of a teenager, high school kid, was about 15 years ago in Massachusetts. And when the Hamlin story hit, the NFL very skillfully flipped the script. First, it was horror and let's put everything in perspective. And then it was inspiration when he came back. And of course, we're all very happy that DeMar Hamlin survived and is thriving now. But Concussion Inc., which I think is the cottage industries of building better helmets, which are better mouse traps, and for talking about return to play protocols, which don't get at the problem of brain damage over time and over life. Concussion Inc. managed to change the conversation to, that was an outlier. Let's talk about concussions again. Well, I want to talk about everything. I want to talk about brain bleeds. I want to talk about spinal cord injuries. I want to talk about internal organ damage. I want to talk about how a significant portion of our male population through life has an increased metric in abuse of opioids, in domestic violence, and in diminished quality of life because they've devoted themselves from a young age to this gladiator sport that should be restricted to self-selected gladiators seeking glory and riches and should be out of our mainstream public school extracurricular activities.
Yeah. Well, Mark, you bring up
Mark, we've got about 2 minutes, so ask your question. Go ahead.
Well, let me lay a little more dirt on it. I just got back from the Dodger funeral, Irv, so I still got a little more dirt in the dump trucks. But this sport, let's not kid ourselves. Sure, it's making billions of dollars and everybody's making money. But you know as well as I know, and Fred and Artie, this thing's on a respirator, man. Soccer mom's going to put an end to it.
And we also have talked about, you know, 20 years from now, will the game of football be the same, right?
Yeah,
right.
Andrew Luck walked away from it. Barry Sanders walked away from it. You start getting guys walking away from the sport, money doesn't mean much, my friend.
Right. I think this football is the Catholic Church. I mean, it's always going to be there.
Its decline is
going to be very, very slow. And what we're seeing is that in some more affluent communities, parents and their kids are voting with their feet, and some places they're having hard times fielding teams. But I think that what the sad part about that in this phase of football is that as the 21st century wears on, we're going to see a much more explicit bread and circuses, Roman Colosseum aspect to the population of players who become very explicit gladiators who have fewer opportunities in other realms of life, and they become our fodder for mass entertainment.
Right. Hey, well, wait till the lawsuits come in.
We got to go. The book is Without Helmets or Shoulder Pads.
Sounds awesome.
The American Way of Death and Football Conditioning. Irvin Mushnick's been our guest, folks. It's published by ECW, major bookstores everywhere. Go to Amazon. Irvin, I think you put together quite an interesting, intriguing book, and thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
And we'll send you the link next week. All right, more on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Please email us, sportsfred@aol.com. I'd like to thank Irvin Mushnick, Without Helmets or Shoulder Pads, published by ECW. A very intriguing book. You pick it up, major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. Mark, on Monday night, Chargers are off last week. Now they're at the Dallas Cowboys, who basically were off last week, too. The Cowboys are a slight favorite. Who do you like? The Chargers at the Cowboys, Mark Mancini.
Well, I'm a crazy guy. In an earlier show today, they asked me what game should everybody look out for? And I said, well, I think Cleveland could pull a shocker on San Francisco because they haven't really played anybody and they got to go 2,500 miles to the east.
With a backup and quarterback.
Vegas has a lot of money on him. So I'm going to roll the Browns, and I'm feeling really good this week because we know everybody's losing. So
you're going to take Dorian Robinson, Thompson of UCLA, DTR.
Beat the 49ers.
I just said, don't be surprised. I'm not going that as a sure shot.
I was going to say, because I'm going to load up on the other way now that you came up with that one, just so you know. Now, to answer your question, Fred, and I know you want the Chargers. You like the Chargers Monday night?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the over Monday night.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. You got Kellen Moore going up against Mike McCarthy. And, you know, basically Mike McCarthy threw Kellen Moore under the bus.
Yeah.
And he got the job with the Chargers, replaced Lombardi, who's now with, I guess he's with Denver, if I'm not mistaken. But the bottom line is this. I look at that game, and I got to tell you, the Chargers, everywhere that I've looked, everybody talk about the Chargers having some great talent. I think the Chargers are going to beat the Cowboys. because I think the Cowboys are really, really in a bad spot right now. Yeah. They do have Parsons, a great defensive player, but when they lost Diggs in that secondary, it seemed to really cost them a lot of problems. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going with the over, and I'm going with the Chargers at SoFi.
Let's see how many interceptions Prescott throws in this one. All right, for Mario, for Mark, for Art, I'm Fred. Stay tuned for a lot more of Sports Overnight America.